Today's shir in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Erevin Daf Vav. We begin on the very last two lines of Daf Hey Omid Beis with the two dots. And we begin the shir as follows. Amar Rav Chanin. Now here the word Chanin is spelled with a yud. We'll see later on that it's spelled without the yud. So it's normally pronounced Rav Chanan bar Rava. And here we have the Girsa Rava. We'll have the Girsa again later on bar Rava. But we'll see that there is an opinion that's brought down by the Rosh that it should be Rav Chanan bar Abba. In any event, whoever this is, this Rav Chanan bar Rava is the way we'll refer to him. He said in the name of Rav. We'll see that Rav Huna disagrees in this opinion of Rav, but Rav Chanan was also Talmud of Rav, and Rav Chanan bar Rava said in the name of Rav, I'm a Rav, Mavoi shenifratz mitzido. If you have a Mavoi that has a breach on the side of it, that is Eser, mitzido Eser, be'eser, Eser, here's a feminine number, so it's going to be Amos. So if you have a breach on the side wall of the Mavoi, again, a Mavoi we're working with has a front entranceway and two side walls. There's also a back wall, of course. So we're dealing here with a breach, mitzido be'eser, has a breach on the side wall of 10 Amos. So that is going to be considered significant. And the eser is only on the side walls. Merosho, on the front wall, however, bidalad. Now that's the girsa that we have. We don't know what dalad means. So the Tosos actually has the girsa, merosho bi'arba'o, which is the masculine number. So that's going to mean tfachim. And that will actually be what the girsa, the Gemara says later on. The printers make it very difficult sometimes when they don't spell out the numbers, but it saves space, I guess. In any event, so the breach on the sidewall of 10 amos, if it's more than that, it's going to ruin the mavoi for being able to be corrected with the lechi or korah at the front entrance. Or if the breach is in the front, merosho, he says it's going to be ruined with four tfachim. So Gemara says, why should there be a distinction between the breach on the sidewall and the breach in the front? Maishno mitzido b'eser, why on the breach on the sidewall is a breach of 10 amos considered significant, but less than 10 amos not considered significant? Why? The Omer Piskohu, because we say it's an opening, it's not a breach. We say that's called a door. So the same thing should be in the front. Meroshanami, name a Piskohu. Why don't we say for the front that it's also called a Pesach? Why in the front is a breach, according to Rav Chanan bar Rava, significant if it's more than four tvachim, and on the side you need more than 10 amos? So, Amar Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua, Kigon Shenifratz b'Keren Zavis. Now we're talking about the breach is on the corner of the front. That's where, if it's four tvachim, that Rav Chanan bar Rava says it's considered significant. But if it's on the side, so then you need 10 amos. That's the din. So the difference is, because if it's in the corner, it is going to be a significant breach, even if it's only four tvachim. Why? Because the piskol b'keren zavitz lo ad the inch, because people don't make doors normally at the corner. And therefore, if there is a breach at the corner, people are going to use it instead of the front entranceway. As opposed to on the side, people aren't going to use the side entrance and give up the front entrance unless it's a really significant side entrance, i.e. more than 10 amos. So that is the understanding of the din of Rav Chanan bar Rava in the name of Rav. That's his understanding of Rav. Rav Huna Omar, Echod Zeh Vi Echod Zeh Biarba. Now, the simple understanding of Rav Huna's explanation of Rav is that whether it's Echod Zeh Vi Echod Zeh, whether it's on the side or on the front, or in the corner, of course, so it is considered that you only need four tvachim to be considered that is not now a Pesach, but that is a breach that's going to make people want to go through that area and not use the front entranceway, and therefore that's going to negate the ability to be matir this mavi with a lechi or korah at the front entranceway. That's a simple way to understand this. Tosus doesn't understand it this way. Tosus understands this. We'll talk about echod zeh v'echod zeh. When we're talking here, he means im nifratz b'keren zavis. He's talking about the echod zeh v'echod zeh means the corner or the side. That's when it's going to be significant that you have over here a four tefach requirement. But in the front, then we prove later on in Daf Yud that everybody agrees that as long as you don't have a breach in the wall, starting off with a wall of 20, for example, and you make the opening is 20 in the front, and then you put in a wall of at least 10 to knock down the front opening to be less than 10 amos. As we pointed out previously, the mavoi cannot be wider than 10 amos in order to be matted with a lechi or a korah. So when you started off with a opening that was 20 amos, and then you put in a wall that makes it into 10 amos now of space or less, and now you have a breach in that wall. So there, even if it's more than four tvachim, Tosa says that won't be a problem. Again, you can see some of this in the diagrams in the Pirush Chai and in the illustrated Gemara. But the bottom line is, however you learn it, Echod Zeh V'Echod Zeh, Rav Huna clearly disagrees with the opinion of Chanan Bar Rava. And by the way, Tosus also points out, when we gave the answer, Shenifrats Bekeren Zavis, we said the Pisla Bekeren Zavis Lo Abdi Inshe, so Tosus also points out that they do sometimes make a opening in the corner, but then they're going to make it with the mezuzos and the mashkov. They're going to make it with the two doorposts, and they're going to make it with a lintel. And in this situation, then they do make a Pesach in the corner. In any event, the machlokas over here between Rav Chanan Bar Rava and Rav Huna. So the Gemara says, "V'chein omalei Rav Huna l'Rav Chanan Bar Rava." Rav Huna responded back in this machlokas to his colleague Rav Chanan Bar Rava, and he says, "Lo siflog aloi. Don't argue with me. Don't tell me that you're saying that Rav said that he's machshir the pirtza only if there's more than 10 amos on the side." And because I'll show you that that's not true. Rav holds like me that anytime there's a pirtza more than four tvachim on the side, it's also no good. Why? Because the Rav Ikla le Demacharya. Demacharya was the name of a place. And Rav once went there. For Avad Uvdu Kavasi. And they apparently were carrying in the Mavui that had a breach on the side that was more than four tvachim. And he asked it, and he said, no, you no longer can carry there. You'd have to seal up this breach, or you can't be mounted this mavi with a lechir korah. Oh, Rav Huna says, Rav did exactly halacha l'maisa. We always bring a halacha l'maisa situation that strongly supports an opinion. So he says, Rav went to this city, Damcharya, and he did exactly like I said his opinion is. So what are you going to do about that, Rav Chanan bar Rava? Don't argue with me. Lo tiflo galoi. So Amalei, so Rav Chanan bar Rava answers back. No, he says, Rav bika motza v'gadol bar geder. As Rashi explains, this was a city, Damcharya was a city of Ami Haratzim. It was a people that weren't very knowledgeable in halacha. And how you? Umezalzalin b'mitzvos. And they weren't medaktik, they weren't careful. They were very lackadaisical about their performance of mitzvos. V'hichmer aleim. And therefore, Rav put in a chumra here, lasso siyog, in order to make offense, literally and figuratively, larchikon min ha'avera, in order to go and stop them from doing avera, since they weren't careful, so he made it very stringent. That's in general a philosophical approach that the rabbis have throughout the Gemara, throughout the poskim, that when people are not really adherent to doing a mitzvah, they don't say, well, you know, they're not doing it anyway, so let's loosen up. No, they go the opposite way. If people aren't careful about the performance of mitzvah, the rabbis made even additional restrictions to help them and spur them to become more careful about their performance of mitzvahs. So that's what he did over here. He made a siyog, l'harchikum in avera. He made a fence to prevent them from doing an avera. Ke'odem ha'god bika, and that's the expression that we use over here. It's like a person who finds a valley, an open space, a bika, prutza, that's totally open, and he wants to go and protect it, l'shomra. So he puts in a fence around it. So that's what Rav did over here. He put in a fence around it. But the din really is like me. Rav Chanan bar Rava says that normally the din would be that if the breach was less than 10 amos, then it's not considered a breach that ruins the mavi for being matted with a lechi and a korah. Gemara continues and says, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, Kavasi, the Rav Huna Mistabra. The opinion of Rav Huna makes sense. Why? Because we have the following case. The Itmar, Mavui Okum. A Mavui Okum is a bent Mavui, right, with Dofen Akuma. We have a bent wall, like we were talking about with Sukkah the other day. And a Mavui Okum, you can see diagrams right here in all Gemara and Rashi. You see the same diagrams, and again, in all three of our places, in the Art Scroll Gemaras, and the Illustrated Gemaras, and in the Pirush Chai. So they bring down that you have a Mavui Okum, this bent right-angle Mavui, where you have the Mavui turning in the middle and going at a right angle and going out the other way. And at the two ends, you have a Rishus Rav. So this is called the Mavui Okum. So what's Rav's opinion? Rav Amar Toroso Kimefulosh. Rav says, we view this in Halacha as if it was through and through. The right angle bend doesn't negate the fact that this is a Mavui Mefulosh, a Mavui that goes through and through from one Rishus Rav to the other Rishus Rav. And therefore, Rashi points out of here, Mavi am a foolish, the din with the Mavi am a foolish will be learned later on in the Gemara. In order to be matir such a mavui mefulish, you have to make a full tzuras ha-pesach. A tzuras ha-pesach is to make a two vertical posts and a horizontal post on the top. a pseudo doorway, if you wish, a tsuras ha-pesach, like making a pesach, like making a doorway. And then the other end can have either a lechi or a korah, but one side must have a tsuras ha-pesach, as we're going to learn in the Gemara later on. So avzeh tzarech l'shtem pesachov. So you need to make over here at the two openings to Rishus HaRabim, you have to make l'shtem pesachov l'sad Rishus HaRabim lechi l'chol ruach. So you have to make a lechi or a korah at each end of this mavu that is akum, and in the middle at the bend of Yakmamosu, you have to make tzarech tzuras ha-pesach. You have to make a tzuras ha-pesach right at the bend. The pilush shuma foolish lechaveru heavy can foolish shusrabim, because when the mavi is so to say opened one into the other, so that is the same thing as if it was opened directly into the rishus harabim. So according to Rab, you have to make a tzuras pesach in the middle, and you have to make a lechi rekora at each end. Alternatively, what you also could do is make the tzuras pesach at each end and the lechi rekora in the middle. That's what the mafarshim bring down. That's the opinion of Rab. Taraso kimifulish. Shmuel Amar, no. Taraso kisosum. Shmuel's opinion will have two different ways to understand Shmuel. Rashi brings down Taraso sosum. Ain't sarech back mimusu klom. According to the first version, you have to do nothing in the middle at the bend. What do you have to do? Eloosin lechi lepischon, eloosin lechi lepischon. Each end has to make either a lechi or a kara at each end. The lo matzuchin and tzuras pesach. And you don't need a tzuras pesach at all, according to Shmuel. Only time you need, according to Shmuel, a tzuras pesach is if it's really fully mefulish. El lepsachem and mefuloshim zelzeh l'rishus harabim. If they fully go through mefulish, not with a bend, that straight line from one rishus harabim to the other rishus harabim, then he agrees you need a tzuras pesach. But when you have this bend in the middle, he says, according to the first version, you need nothing in the middle. You just need a lechi or kara at each end. Alternatively, he brings in lishna achrina that no. Toraso kisosum means Toras mavi sosum. It's like a mavi that's sosum, but you have to make it sosum to a certain extent. Pitzoras lasos lechi lak mumisov. You have to go and make a lechi at the bend. So you'll need a lechi at each end and also a lechi at the bend, according to the second version. Behind the lechi shows him a mavi sosum. This is like a lechi that you have in a mavi sosum. He says, Rashi says, this I got from my Rebbe. That's his understanding of this Gemara. Now, this is the machlokas over here that we have between Rav and Shmuel about this mavi akum. Now we get to the question that we're bringing down here, that this is a raya to Rav Nachum Yitzchak, says this is a raya to Rav Huna. Now, the Gemara says, B'maya eskinan, what exactly is the bend at this mavi, this split in the mavi, what are we talking about? Ilema biyosir mi eser, if we're talking about that this bend has a width to it of more than 10 amos, again, whether we're talking here about diagonally at the bend or a straight line at the bend, that's not clear. But it is talking about that if it's more than 10 amos in some way, so then would we really say, would Shmuel really suggest that in such a situation we should view this as a mavi sosum? It has a opening of greater than 10 amos. So even Shmuel would not say in that situation that we view this as a mavi sosum. So he must hold that it must be less than 10 amos. El lav b'yeser. It must be talking about that at the bend, there is less than a width of 10 amos. Now, if Shmuel says it's less than a width of 10 amos, the Kama Rav Toroso ki mefulosh, and Rav holds that it is considered mefulosh, what do we see from here? Alma pirtsos mavui mitzido bidalit. In order for Rav to say that it is going to be significant, it's called mavui mefulosh at this bend, so even if it's more than dalit amos, because Shmuel says that it's less than 10 amos, so if Rav is arguing with him, Rav must say that, no, if it's more than 4 tfachim, that is considered significant. So therefore, this is a raya, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak says, to the opinion of Rav Huna. No, what would Rav Chanan answer to this? The Rav Chanan Bar, again, here we have the Girsa ben Rava, but on the side it brings out from the Rush that the Gir should be Abba. So again, this great Amora, Rav Chanan Bar Rava, or Rav Chanin Bar Rava, or Rav Chanan Bar Abba, whoever he actually was, his name, this Amora holds, no, this case is different. Shiny Hossam. You know why this case is different? The car Bikoi Borabim. Here, since people are going through this Mavui Mefulosh, this Mavui Akum, this is considered as significant because of people going through it. The car Boki Borabim. But the implication, then the Gemara says, in Chlal, the Rav Huna Sovar Afo Gabdelo Boki Borabim. So then, based upon this, since Rav and Shmuel are arguing about the same case, if we're talking here that Shmuel says it normally would not be significant if you had people that were not going through over there. So then Rav Huna would say, even though people aren't going through there, it is significant. As Rashi says, afilu bipirtza delo boki rabim. Even, according to Rav Huna, if people don't go through it, if the rabim don't go through this, what would be an example of that? Gon sheperutza limokum metuda. For example, the opening is to an area of a garbage area, a dirty area. Oh, limokum makuko, vipsachim, vitit, or a place that it's just not clean, and it's all messed up and dirty there, and nobody's using this. The ain derech rabim mitzuyim lavo beosapirtza, and no public usage of that area is there. Nevertheless, osadami barba, even there, Rav Huna says that it's arba tvachim that makes it significant. If you have a breach more than four tvachim, it's going to ruin the mavi from being matted with a lechi and a korah. So if this is the case, then Rav Huna would be going against what we learned previously. Maishnoa, what we learned in yesterday's shir, Ravami Ravasi, as Rashi says, Damrin el im yeshom pas arba'o, if there was a board there that was four tvachim, that would be matil pirtza ad eser, from four tvachim, as long as the board was in four tvachim of the open entranceway, so then you can have a breach after that of even 10 amos, and that was what Rav Ami and Rav Si said. So are you saying that Rav Huna doesn't hold from that? Gemara says, no, Rav Huna holds from that, but there's a difference there from yesterday's shir, Rav Ami and Rav Asi, and today's shir. Maishma de Rav Ami and Rav Asi, because hosam de iko gidudi, there in Rav Ami and Rav Asi's case, there were still remnants left of the wall. So yes, there was a breach, and you didn't have a height of 10 tvachim, so the wall isn't considered a normal wall. However, as Rashi says, shenishtayim enakoso biyasod gimel odalit tvachim. You can see this in diagrams in all of the different places. You can see that there is still three or four tefachs, let's say, of wall left at the bottom. So it doesn't make the status of being a wall, which requires a 10 tefach tall wall, to be considered a good mechitza. So it's open, it's breached, but it's not going to be easily accessible because of the three or four tefachim left of wall at the bottom. So you have this al kol pnei apirza, this three or four tvachim left at the bottom makes it easy to use. Shina nocha lavarba. And that's why Rav Ami and Rav Asi say that everybody holds in that situation that as long as it's less than 10 amos, it's still considered just a quote, an opening, and it's not considered a breach in the wall that would ruin the lechi and korah from being able to matir the front of the mavoi. Because nobody's going to go through this, because it's not easy to go through this. But hacha, in our case here now, no. Would be ruined if you had more than four tefach space. Why? The asar nano b'deleka gidude, because there is no remnant of the wall left over here. So people are going to say, "Hey, this is a easy passageway to go through." So if it's more than four tefachim, people are going to not use the main entranceway, and they're going to use this breach, and therefore the main entranceway can no longer be matted with a lechi and a korah. And Rashi just mentions that the word gidud, this remnant of the wall, means loshon sofa, like a lip, like the bottom part of the wall still remaining intact. Okay, we go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanon, Keitzad Ma'arvin Derech Rishus HaRabim. How are you allowed to go and carry within a Rishus HaRabim? Now, you're not allowed to go and carry within a Rishus HaRabim. There's no way to, quote, make an Erev around the Rishus HaRabim. So we'll see what the Gemara really means by asking this question. So the Gemara tells us, if you have this Rishus HaRabim, which Rashi goes to some detail, this is a famous machlokas between Rashi, Tosus, and others, what defines Rishus HaRabim? Must you have 600,000 people walking through here? So it has to be a city a certain size, has to be, the streets have to be Rochav Sheshesrei Amah, 16 Amah wide, and Rashi says it also must have Mitsuyin Bon Shishim Ribo, you must have 600,000, 60,000 people there, and there is no wall surrounding the city. And therefore, that's called the Rishus HaRabim. Now, how are you going to make it that if it's open from one end to the other end, that you'd be allowed to carry in a road going through this city? So you basically have on one side of the road, you have houses and wall, and the other side of the road, you have houses and wall, but it's open at the two ends. So how are you going to be able to figure out a way to carry within this road? So the Gemara says, Ose tzuras ha-pesach mikan, according to the Tanakhama, you make a tzuras ha-pesach, again, that's the two vertical posts with the horizontal lintel on top of it, so you make the outline of a doorpost, so you make the two vertical posts and the horizontal posts on the top, called the tzuras ha-pesach, mikan on one side, the lechi, and the girsa that we have is vikora. On the side, it brings down that the girsa of the Rif and the Rush is okora. But either way, it's the same because the vav can sometimes means or. The vav doesn't mean and. You don't have to make both a lechi and a kora. That was an opinion previously of Beis Shammai, but we posit like Beis Hillel. They can make a lechi or a kora, and therefore some have the actual girsa of a lechi okora over here on the other end. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Chananya Omer, Chananya says no. Beishami Omrim Ose Deles Mikan, Videles Mikan. If you want to enclose this area, you have to have a door at both ends of this road. Ukashiotse, the Nichnas, no. And the door has to be closed. And only when you go in and out do you open it up, but otherwise the doors must be closed in order for you to carry within this area. Now it's an enclosed area. And Beisol Omrim, a little bit more lenient. Osim Deles Mikan, you have to make a door at one end, and on the other side, Velechi Vekora, Alechi or Vekora, at the other end, Mikan. And that would be fine. Like Mori asked the basic question, Rishus HaRabim, Mima Arva, how are you allowed to do this? You're not allowed to go and turn a real Rishus HaRabim into an area that you can carry. You can't do that. For Tanya, because we're learning more in Shabbos, and we're going to learn in Al Masecht in multiple places, yes, Ral Kain, Amar Yehuda. Now, what's this yes, Ral Kain? It's adding on to a statement that we don't have in Al Gemara. So Rashi brings down what that statement is. Le'el Mine, right before this yes, Ral Kain statement, we learn that if somebody has houses, let's say on two sides of a street, you have a major thoroughfare, and there's a left side of the street and a right side of the street, and a person has houses on both sides of the streets, and he builds a connecting bridge, right? You see this in hospitals sometimes, that you have buildings across the street, so people can go from one building to the other without having to go outside or through the traffic, so you have these big glass passageways, bridges going from one building to the other. So that's what this guy has over here. He has a house on one side of the street, a house on the other side of the street, and he has a passageway, an enclosed passageway going from one house to the other house. Now, this bridge, this would be the same thing in any type of a bridge, left off going from one house to the other house. In fact, Tosus actually points out on the Amud Beis that we're actually talking about that there is a chutzar on each side, because if it's just a house, so then it wouldn't be able to be matted with a lechi or a korus. It really has to be a chutzar on one side, a chutzar on the other side. In any event, the first case, which you don't have over here, which we're saying, yes, okay, more than that case, the first case is when you have this bridge on the top, and we have this principle of pi tikra yori besosim. We mentioned this early in some of the shiurim, where when you have a roof, we can halachically assume, through this principle of good, we talked about the other day with one of the halachal Moshe Mesinai's, that we can say good ochis, that we can view the roof as coming down. So we view the roof as having at the lip of the roof, at the edge of the roof, as if there was a wall coming down. That's called pitikra, the lip of the mouth of the roof. Yorid v'sosim can halachically be viewed as coming down and enclosing that area. So you have this bridge in between these two houses on the opposite sides of the road, and you can say on the left side the pitikra yorid v'sosim, and on the right side pitikra yorid v'sosim. So that is the previous Gemara. And here, yes, Rav Kainam Rav Yehuda, in addition to that, Rav Yehuda says the following. We turn to the Amud Beis. He says, Misha yolo shnei batim. Again, Tosu says it really should be shnei chatzeros. Somebody has two batim, shnei tzidei rishus harabim, on the opposite sides of the road, the major thoroughfare. Here, there's no bridge connecting the two houses. So he wants to make it that you can carry in between his two houses. But it's a rishus harabim, it's a road over there. So what does he do? Osa lechi mikan to lechi mikan. The Tanakhama says, Rehuda says, that all you have to do is make a lechi on one side and a lechi on the other side, or a kor mikan, a kor mikan, or a kor on one side, a kor on the other side. You could theoretically have a kor on one side, a lechi on the other side. Then no sein, the emtsa. And this person can go and carry and do whatever he wants, put into there, take out from there, in that middle area in between the lechi on the right side and the kor on the left side, from his two houses, one across the street from the other, because he has essentially halachically enclosed them. That's what Yudha said. In addition to the Pitikra Yor V'sosim case of the bridge, he says, if you don't have a bridge connecting the two houses, you just have to put a lechi at one side, a lechi at the other side, or a korah, lechi at each side, and that would be fine. And the rabbis told him, Amulal, Chodah said to Rabbi Yehuda, Eim Ma'ariv Rishus HaRabim Mekach. No, you're not allowed to go and be Ma'ariv Rishus HaRabim in this fashion. That implies that they could be Ma'ariv it in another fashion. Where says, okay, you're going to tell me that the Chachamim don't allow you to go be ma'arvit with a lechi on one side, a korah on the other side, a lechi on one side, a lechi on the other side, etc. That would imply, that would imply that if they put up doors over there, so then they would allow you to go and be ma'arvit in that way and carry in between the two houses. But wait a second, where says, that's the girsa that we have. Others have the girsa of Huna, Amr of Yochanan. Rav Yochanan said, Yerushalayim, the city of Yerushalayim, the holy city of Yerushalayim. Il mole de losos, dal sosea, ninolos balaylo. If it weren't for the fact that its doors surrounding the city that were openings from the Sharim into the city, if they weren't kept closed at night, the Tanakhama here says, Chayovin Olam Yishum Rishus Harabim, then a person carrying in this city of Yerushalayim would in fact be over carrying on Shabbos for carrying in Rishus Harabim. Oh, it's a good thing they closed the doors. Therefore, you're not carrying. Vamar Ula says similarly, Hani Avule de Mechuza. Rashi explains that Avule are Shari Ha'ir, the gates to the city, is similar again to the Sharm of Yerushalayim, and they were Mechuvanim Zekinegetzeh, they were Mefulish, one opposite the other, so you have one end of town, one other end of town, you have a straight thoroughfare going between them. So if they didn't close these doors to the gates of Mechuza, they didn't close the Avule de Mechuza, Il Mole, they'll also say, Nilan also, if it weren't for the fact that the doors were closed, again, Chayev and Lemmy Shum Rishus Harabim, if you carried here on Shabbos, you'd be Chayev in Dar Raisa of carrying within Rishus Harabim. So how can you tell me that it's only a lechi or a korah that's no good, but implying v'kach ein ma'arvin, but in Rishus Harabim you could do it with dalsos? Here it says you can't. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda, hachikah, right? No, this is the way you have to understand this. The real way to understand this is as follows. Ketzad ma'arvin mevoz ha'mefuloshim Rishus Harabim. How are you able to go and be ma'arvin a mavoi that is through and through to the Rishus Harabim? Not a Rishus Harabim itself, that you can't be ma'ariv. But how can you be ma'ariv a mavui ha'mefulosh to the Rishus Harabim? So that, the Tanakhama says, Ose Tzuras HaPesach Mikana. One side you make a Tzuras HaPesach, and that's the one side, V'lechi, and again, O Korah is the Girsa that the Riff and the Rosh have, or V'h, with the Vav meaning or, a lechi or a Korah Mikan. So that's what it's referring to. Marketino says, Itmar, we learn the base medrash, Rab Amar Hilchaso ki Tanakama, and Shmuel Amar Halochi ki Chananya. Rab Paskins, like the Tanakama that we just brought down, that says it would be enough to do just the Tzuras HaPesach at one end, and the other side can have either a Lechi or a Korah, like we just brought down. As opposed to Shmuel, who Paskins, like the more Chumadic opinion of Chananya, who says, no, one side has to have a door, and the other side, that can have a Lechi or a Korah, but a Tzuras HaPesach alone would not be enough. So that's how these two great Amoraim, Rav and Shmuel, paskened. Gemara asks, Hibaylu, the Ezra Beis Medrash, Lechananya, according to Chananya's opinion, that says you must have a door at one end, not a Tzuras HaPesach, and the other side could have a Lechi or a Korah. Lechananya, Aliba de Beis Hillel, according to the Beis Hillel, that says this opinion, Tzorech Linol, O Ein Tzorech Linol, do you in fact have to keep the door closed? Or is it enough that you have a door over there and you don't have to actually keep the door closed? According to Beis Shammai, you need doors on both sides. According to Beis Hillel, you only need a door on one side. But the question is, does that door have to be closed or not? So Gemara says, Toshma, bring a ride from the following. You do not have to keep the door closed. If you have a door, that counts to be, so to say, closing it off. And likewise, not Masna Mishmur. Both Rav Yehuda, and as well, Rav Masna said in the Mishmur that according to Hanani's opinion of Beis Hillel, you don't have to keep it closed. Ain't no tzorech lino. You have to have a door on one side, but you don't need to keep it closed. Others say, directly he said it, Ika di Amre, Am Rav Masna, Bididi havi uvda, I myself had such a maisa, V'omuli Shmuel, Shmuel told me, Ain't tzorech lino, you don't have to keep the door closed. In my town, when this came up, Shmuel told me, he paskin ain tzorech lino. He said it directly, ain tzorech lino. It wasn't Rav Masna said in the name of Shmuel. Rav Masna said, Shmuel told me, personally, with a Maisa Shohaya. Again, we always bring down a Maisa Shohaya to make it stronger. More contingent says, Barmenim Rav Anna, and they asked Rav Anna the following question, the same question that we just asked, tzorech lino, ain tzorech lino, do you have to close the door or not? If you hold like Hananya, according to the opinion of Beis Hillel, you need a door on one side. Does the door have to be open? Or the door has to be closed. So Amalu, Rav Anan answered back to the Tamidim. They asked him the question, Tachazi, go and look and see. Hani Abuli Dar Nardoi, again, these gates of Nardoi that were not closed, did Taimon Ad Palgayu Biafra. The reason why they weren't closed is because they were embedded in dirt. Rashi brings down that the word Taimon means like Tomun. It means it was insulated in. It was in the ground. It brings down the sitmun plishtim. The tagum is tumunin plishtoi. So it means that it was halfway filled up with dirt. That the dirt there was preventing you from opening and closing the doors. And that's the maisa that was the facts of the city of Nardai. Now, the Isle of the Nafik Mashmul, Shmuel, came back and forth, going through these gates all the time. And he didn't say anything to them. He didn't say you have to go dig out the doors and make sure they can open and close. So you see clearly that Shmuel's opinion is that the doors can be open. However, Amar Rav Kahana says, not so fast. Hanoch megufos havoy. You know why Shmuel didn't say anything? Because they were mostly closed. The doors were in the closed position with the dirt around them. So that's why Shmuel didn't say anything. But if they were in the open position with the dirt, then maybe Shmuel says, well, you don't need to have it closed. It has to be able to be closed. And that's why maybe in this situation, if there were dirt there, you wouldn't be able to leave the dirt there if it was in an open position. The only reason why Shmuel didn't say anything was because Hanoch megufos havoy, they were somewhat closed. Rav Nachman came to Nardoi. He saw that these gates were in fact stuck in the dirt and couldn't be opened or closed. So he said, Amar panyul efrayu. No, they have to have the ability to be opened and closed. Get rid of this dirt. They don't have to be closed. We have to have the ability to be open and closed. So the Gemara says, Lemuk Sava Rav Nachman Tzorich Lino. Do we want to suggest that maybe he says they must be closed? So as I told you, lo, given the Ruyos Lino, they just have to be able, capable of being open and closed. That's enough. Afabish in Unalos. Even though they aren't physically closed, it just has to be the capability. But if they're stuck in the dirt, then they're not having the ability to be open and closed. That's not good enough if they're open. Another Maisa. How Mavoi Okum Dava Benardoi? There was a Mavoi Okum in Nardoi. Now this Mavoi Okum is a little bit different than the Mavoi Okum that we had till now. This is a double bend. It's like the letter Ches. So this is a double bend over here that you have the right angle bend and then you have another right angle bend. And you can see this again in the diagrams that we have here right in our Rashi itself, as well as in the Art School Gemara, the Perish Chai, and the Illustrated Gemara. So this was this double Mavoi Okum that they had in Nardoi. And they paskin here, Rami Alei Chumri de Rav, the Chumri de Shmuel. They took upon themselves the Chumris of both Rav and Shmuel. What do we mean by this? They took upon themselves the Chumris of Rav and Shmuel. That's Ruchu de Losos. They required you to have doors at both of the bends. So at bend number one, they required a door. And at bend number two, they also required a door. Now, that's taking the Chumris of both Rav and the Chumris of Shmuel. What do we mean by that? Chumri de Rav, how did they take the Chumri of Rav? Because the Omar Rav, because Rav holds, Yomar Toroso Kimifulosh, he holds that a Mavoi Okum is not viewed as Sosum, but it's viewed as open through and through. So therefore, he required you to have a Tzuras HaPesach and a Lechi. We had that previously in the Shia today. So he says this Mavoi that is Okum, every bend point in the Mavoi has to be appropriately matired to be able to carry it by putting in a Tzuras HaPesach at one end and a Lechi or Korah at the other end. So he considers it mefulish. So, too, the people in Nardoi consider this to be mefulish like Rav. So, v'amar Rav, halacha k'tanakama. And Rav said the halacha is like the Tanakama, that in fact you have to go and put in this situation, a tzuras ha-pesach at the door, not a wall at the door. So, that would be the chumrah and also the kula of Rav. Rav holds like the Tanakama that you have to put in a tzuras ha-pesach, you don't need a door, but Rav holds that you have to put in something because he holds that his mavui akum is considered like a mavui mefulish. And that's the chumrah of Rav, that it's a mavui mefulish. But we also hold, like Shmuel here, the malachi chananya, that says you have to put in a door. Albeit, Amar Shmuel, Tarasok Yisosum, but Shmuel says that you don't have to consider this mavui that's akum as a mavui mefulish. He says it's a mavui sasum, and it shouldn't require anything, or according to the second opinion we brought down, it should only require a lechi or a kor at the bend, either nothing or a lechi or a kor at the bend, but not a tzuras ha-pesach, and certainly not a wall. So here, kirav, the amar tarasik mefulish. So we go like the chumr of Rav here and say it requires something. We go like the chumr of Shmuel that it requires a dua. So that's what we mean when we say we went by the strictness of Rav, that we require something over there, and we go by the strictness of Shmuel, the required door when you require something. So that's what the people in Nardoi did. They took the Chumr of Rav and the Chumr of Shmuel. More questions. This is really, is this an appropriate way for us to act, to go take Chumrs all the time? Is it proper for us to go and take the Chumr of Rav and the Chumr of Shmuel? That's not the way we normally paskin. For Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, this is a famous Gemara, we're going to have this a little bit later on in the Masechta, on Daf Yud Gimel and other places. For Tanya, Liola Malach Beis Hillel, we paskin like Beis Hillel over the Shammai. That's well known to everybody. And even in a sitting with Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai argue, we say it's not even a machlokas. We say it's so clear that we pass like Beis Hillel with rare exceptions. So, Liola Malach Beis Hillel, However, then the Braisa says, but no, parot salasos, kidibri Beis Shammai Yosef. If you personally choose to follow Beis Shammai, you're allowed to do so. Kidibri Beis Hillel Yosef, you want to follow Beis Hillel, you follow Beis Hillel. And that's perfectly fine as well. The person has a choice. Follow the opinion of Beis Hillel, follow the opinion of Beis Shammai. Now, if a person were to, however, do Mikule Beis Shammai, Mikule Beis Hillel, he says, listen, I'm going to go look for coolers. I'm going to follow the most lenient opinion every time. Regardless of who says it, I'm going to just take the lenient opinions. Such a person is a rusher, the Braisa says. That's a terrible thing to do. We don't work like that. We don't look to just take the most lenient shita. We follow a Rebbe. I say, l'charav. So the Braisa is telling us, either make your Rebbe to be Hillel, follow Beis Hillel's opinion, or make your Rebbe to be Shammai, follow Beis Shammai's opinion. But you can't follow the coolers of Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai. Ooh, maybe we have to follow the chumers. If a person follows Bechumer, Beis Shammai, Bechumer, Beis Hillel, oh, it must be a tzaddik. No. All of a cause of Omer. The apostle says about him from Koheles, Haksil b'choshech olech. The fool goes around in darkness. Because you don't follow the chumras of somebody just to follow chumras. That's not a shita either. Just I always follow the machmir opinion. So therefore, the question that we're asking is, how could the people in Adoy follow the chumra rather than the chumra Shmuel? That's the question. Ella. Now we continue the Braisa. Ella ki b'shamei, ki kuleim uki chumrein. Be a follower of Beis Shammai, and then follow all of the coolers as well as the chumers, or alternatively, like we paskin, ikke Beis Hillel, the kulein, ube chumrein, follow Beis Hillel, but follow them all the time, whether they're machmir or whether they make them. So that's the question. Now we're not going to answer the question. First we're going to internally discuss the brisa before we answer the question by the end of the shiur. So the mutually contradictory statement that the Gemara is now going to say is Hagufa Kasha. You're mutually contradictory in the Braisa. First you say, Amras Halach Liolam Halach Beis Hillel. You say that Halach is like Beis Hillel. And you say, well, there are Amras. Then he goes, say, but if you want to follow Beis Shammai, you can. Or else the last is give you Shammai Osa. Or else give you Beis Hillel Osa. That's mutually contradictory. You can't say that Halach is like Beis Hillel, but you don't have to follow it. So Gemara says, that's not a problem. Lo Kasha. Kan Kodim Basko. We're going to have the famous Basko. And Daf Yud Gimel, where we have the famous machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, between the two different opinions as to which one is correct, and we're going to have a basko come out that says the halach is in a certain way, and this was before that basko came out and told us what the halach is. So the first part of the Braisa tells us after the basko, and the second part of the Braisa tells us before the basko. So Kan Kodim Basko, that's the second part of the Braisa. You want to follow Beis Hillel? Follow Beis Hillel. You want to follow Beis Shammai? Follow Beis Shammai. And Kan, in the first part of the Braisa, Liachar Basko, when it says, the Halach is like Beis Hillel, that's after the Basko told us that. Or alternatively, a second Teretz, Yibay Yisema, if you want, however, you can give a different Teretz. You can say, you know what, we don't believe in Baskos. We don't follow Baskos. That both of them are talking about after the Basko. Rabbi Yeshua here, and this goes like the opinion that we're going to have over there, Rabbi Yeshua, which we also have in many, many other places in Shas. And his opinion is the lo mishkach bevasko, lo bashamayim, the famous statement of Yeshua, we don't follow baskos. Once God gave us the Torah and Sinai, it's up to us to figure out what the halach is. And even if a basko comes out, there's a famous machlokes of Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer brings miracles to support his point of view, and then a basko comes out and says Rabbi Eliezer is right. That sounds to me like that would normally be a pretty good way to prove your shita when you have three miracles created in your support of your shita, and a voice rings out from Shemayim that says you're right. And Rabbi Yeshua says we ignore the miracles, we ignore the basko. Lo bashamayim hi, the lo mishkach bevasko. We don't listen to baskos. We paskin on this world. So that's another teretz to explain the mutually contradictory braisa. And one more teretz, Yiboy Seima, another teretz, Hochikomar, Kolech Mishlachas Trei Tanoi, Utrei Amoroi, Depli Yadode. Whenever you find a machlokis between two Tanoim or two Amoroim, Be'ei Machlokis, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, like the machlokis of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That's what the braisa is telling us, but not the machlokis of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. First part says we pass like Beis Hillel. Then it says if you have another type of a situation where you have a machlokis similar to the machlokes we have between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, lo liyavit kikuli demar, but kikuli demar. Don't follow kulas and don't follow chumras. Follow kichumri demar, but chumri demar. Follow a rov. Don't follow the lenient shita always. Don't follow the machmir shita always. That's what the second part of the Braisa is telling us. Lo kikuli demar, ukichumri avit. Follow your rebbe, whether he holds the kula or the chumra, or kikuli demar, ukichumri avit, ukichumri avit. Or follow the other rebbe and follow his leniencies and his stringencies. That's what the Braisa is telling us. So all of these terutzim resolve the mutually contradictory part of the Braisa, where it first says you're passing like Beis Hillel, and then it says you're passing any way you want. But once we've said that, the thrust of the Braisa was we don't take chumras you're a fool walking in the darkness. Like we said in Mishlei, if you just follow chumra, you're supposed to follow a rav. Sometimes a chumra, sometimes a kula. So how did the people in Ardoi, we get back to our original question, which I said we would, how did the people in Ardoi take the chumra of rav, that it's a mavui mefulush, and take the chumra of Shmuel, that says, when you have a mavui mefulush, you must put in a door. They should have followed Rav and said, it's a Mavi Mefulish, but it's good with the Tzuras of Pesach. Or they should have followed Shmuel and said, it's not a Mavi Mefulish, and you don't need to put anything there, or maybe you only need to put in a Lechi or a Korah there. That's the question. You call Malkum Kasha. That's the question. So we'll give several Terutzim, but we'll only give one now today. We'll just finish off one Terutz today. The rest will be for tomorrow. Arm of Nachum Yitzchak. Rav Nachum Yitzchak says, Kule Kirav Avdua. In fact, this is all like Rav. The people in Ardoi followed Rav the whole way through. Why? The Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Because Rav Huna said the name of Rav. Halacha v'yein morin kein, because in fact Rav said that the halacha is that you don't need doors. However, we don't announce that to the rabbim. We don't teach that to the rabbim. So therefore, lemaisa, he says you should build a door. Technically, the din is the Tzuras HaPesach is fine, because that's how we paskin. But we don't want the rabbim to do that. We want to be stricter on the rabbim. That's not the psak halacha, but that's the practice of the halacha. And therefore, we follow Hananya's opinion, lamaisa, albeit after the fact. If somebody said, I carried it there, did I do something wrong? We'd say, no, okay, after the fact, you don't have to do any atonement, because the Tzuras HaPesach was enough. That's Teretz number one. War is going to continue. Tomorrow we'll pick up Oviel, Rav Ada, Barav, Omer Rav, the Omer Halachu, Morinkain. What about the opinion that says, no, Rav Paskin, the lenient opinion of the Tanakhama, that you don't need a door, you need a Tzuras HaPesach, and not only did he Paskin it did the Ever, but he Paskin the Chachila, and he announced it, Morinkain, Maikla Memer, what terrors are you going to give to our people in Ardoi that they follow the Chumras of Rav and the Chumras of Shmuel? So, Mirtz Hashem, we'll pick up Oviel tomorrow and give this terrors. With that, we conclude today's share.